Not a week goes by that someone doesn't ask me for prayer. It could be a relative facing surgery, a friend with a bad diagnosis, or an acquaintance asking for prayer for another. In this age of social media, we see Facebook posts almost every day with people asking for and in need of prayer. Reading the comments on the post, we see, "I'll keep you in my prayers. My thoughts and prayers are with you," and other comments from relatives, friends, and even casual acquaintances. It causes some people to wonder if these responses are just cliché. Some people would argue that they're just platitudes and less than sincere. But are they? Do they have an effect on the outcomes? Well, the answer is yes. What do these prayers mean? Research suggests that they mean more than you might imagine. A University of Toronto study indicates that people who receive these prayers are more optimistic about their situations, and that prayer promotes hope, especially if they're from someone close to them. Studies indicate that prayers have benefits even if the recipients aren't religious themselves. Prayer works for everyone. According to the 2006 Portraits of American Life study, 2 out of 3 Americans report having someone praying on their behalf. These recipients seem to be more optimistic about their future, especially when they know that a non-family member is praying for them. What makes prayer unique is its appeal to a higher power, to God, to intervene. 75% of Americans believe that God has an interest in our health and well-being, according to a Baylor University survey. Even the unbeliever doesn't mind the support. It can't hurt, right? Prayer does some other things as well. In addition to giving hope and optimism to the recipient, it fosters a sense of gratitude. It helps us to forgive others. It broadens our perspective and gives a sense of security and comfort. Don't be afraid to let people know that you're praying for them. Tell them. It might seem trite and cliché in this politically correct time that we live in, but do it anyway. Years ago, an atheist friend of mine was facing major life-saving surgery. The night before, we talked on the telephone. I told him that I would pray for him during his surgery. The fact that he didn't believe in God didn't stop me. His quiet response that night was, "Thank you. No man can do me a truer kindness in this world," says Charles Spurgeon, "than to pray for me." Well, the surgery was successful. And the following day, after he had returned to the hospital room following his time in recovery, he called me to tell me that things had gone well. It was a short, upbeat conversation. As we finished our call, there was a pause in the conversation. And as my friend fought back tears, he said, "Thank you for your prayers. It meant a lot to me." "You're welcome," I returned. "And if I'm ever in need, I hope I can count on your prayers too." His tears were accented with a chuckle as he responded, "You sure can." Asking an atheist to pray for me? It can't hurt, right? This is Tony Agnese.